Wave Dave talking the blues on WLRH. Great pleasure having you tuned in. Hope things are going well where you are, and you will enjoy blues for the next hour. That's what we've got right here. First of all, Earl Hooker, take an intermission, man. Thank you. And we'll catch you at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. New releases are on tap, and we have three of them and possibly four if I don't talk too much, which is not always the case. Starting off with a guy from Houston, Texas named Tony Vega. The Tony Vega Band has been going around probably a good 10 to 20 years now, maybe I think 20 to be exact, and he's a guy who has a big following in Texas and maybe not as much of one outside of Texas, but that's a tough audience to have to work there. You start remembering if you're in Houston where he's from, you got Billy Gibbons and ZZ Top lingering over your head there, plus the great tradition of people like Albert Collins and Lightnin' Hopkins and a bunch of other Houstonians who are iconic to the blues. So he's in the middle of all that with his electric guitar. He also records in Austin where blues guitar players grow on trees. So he has a very systematic way of cutting through all that by just being a good and individual stylist in what he does. He doesn't go really far out in any direction away from the blues, but he has a nice touch with the things he does. Tony Vega Band, the one called Black Magic Box, is dedicated to his late 1940s Gibson archtop guitar, which is an electric guitar from that period of time. And apparently all these songs on this were cut on that album, on that particular act, so that will give you an idea. We're going to start off with a really swanky shuffle called Little Black Dress, talking about a woman and being seductive in her choice of clothing for the day. Then we have a classic slow 12-bar called Frisco. It has a really fine guitar playing on this one, in particular good slow blues, a good singing guitar sound. Drinking Beer is a good party song with a classic Chicago shuffle groove to it. And then last of all, we have one called Panic Attack. And this is where the blues becomes blues rock, all done very well. The Tony Vega Band, the album called Black Magic Box, is on Silver Belly Records. And we will hear Little Black Dress, Frisco, Drinking Beer, and Panic Attack. Your little black dress.
raven hair, big blue eyes. The way you wear that dress is sure to be my demise. You caught me peeking at your little black dress. The way you move in that little thing, leave me dazed and in a West. This here is God's country. Back home.
Good rocking stuff there at the very end of the last four selections we've been listening to from the Tony Vega Band out of Houston, Texas. And the album is called Black Magic Box, and again, named for his 1940s Gibson guitar that most of this was called All I Can Detect, a Fender Stratocaster in there on some of those things. And I can also hear a man who's listened very closely to the work done by Jimmy Vaughn in the early years of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and also from Anson Funderburg of the Anson Funderburg and the Rockets out of Dallas, Texas, all feeling very similar in styles, that kind of stuff. Some of the certain licks and figures they use are across the genre there in Texas. The last we heard there was Panic Attack. Before that was Drinking Beer. Frisco was a really nice slow blues in there. And we started off with Little Black Dress, nice seductive swanky shuffle to get that one off. Black Magic Box by the Tony Vega Band is on Silver Belly Records. You're listening to Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave. Glad you are. If you'd like to hear the show again or another one or any of our locally produced programs, please visit the WLRH.org website and click on Programs, and you'll find all these listed on here as a podcast available to you whenever you choose. Our second release comes to us from Canada, and like many things from Canada, it's a bit different. They do straight-up blues, like the kind of thing we've just heard from Tony Vega, for example. And they do things that are historic in context. They do things that are modern. And they have things that are just kind of different. And this one, while it has some very classically blues-oriented players, is a different combination. Williams, Wayne, and Isaac is the name of the trio. And the album is called Big City Backcountry Blues. So you got almost a contradiction in terms right there for the title, Big City Backcountry. But the way it is set up, these guys are Kenny Blues Boss Wayne on piano, very well known from his work in the United States before he emigrated to Canada and settled up there, has been working constantly since he got there. Tim Williams on guitar and vocals on some of the things. And the other guy, Chris Isaac, who has been putting out acoustic blues things and winning awards for his acoustic blues in Canada for quite a while, and also being a promoter of festivals, is known as one of the leading lights in acoustic blues up there. His name is actually Brandon Isaac. I said it wrong. So they've gotten together to make this record, and it's got just a bunch of the songs done up. You have a piano, you have an acoustic guitar, and either a banjo or a mandolin or other string instruments. It's a combination of a string band mixed in with a real piano, and there's no bass, with the exception of one track, and there's no drums. So you have almost like a combo, the kind of things you would find in the days when things were combos, minus any drum or bass thing. Interesting stuff. We'll start off with one called Sit Down and Write This Letter. This is an old big Bill Berenzi song, probably 1933 or 4 somewhere, when Bill recorded this one in the early days of the pre-war Chicago blues. That was got Tim Williams is doing the vocals and guitar work on this. Brandon Isaac comes in with his original song, Miss Jane and Kitty, and he's also playing mandolin on this one as well. Kenny Blues Boss Wayne playing the piano on a nice 16-bar blues called Where She Go. And then last of all, Messed Up Daddy brings us back to Tim Williams again with his guitar work and vocal. This album is a self-release, and it's called, like I say, Big City Backcountry Blues. We will hear Sit Down and Write This Letter, Miss Jane and Kitty, Where She Go, and Messed Up Daddy.
Babe, I'm writing you this letter. Everything I say is true. Babe, I'm writing you this letter. Everything I say is true. I'm coming back home, baby. Everything I got belong to you. I'm bringing my clothes and I'm bringing my guitar too. Said I'm bringing my clothes and I'm bringing my guitar too. I'm coming back home, baby. Everything I got belongs to you. Now you're in the north and your man's in the south. Oh yeah, baby, now you're in the north and your man's in the south. I ain't got nothing to eat, mama, and it's raining down in my house. Cadillac car. Baby, now all I want is a long black Cadillac car. So I can ride with you, baby, when you travel near or far.
If I could turn back the hands of time, if I could turn back the hands of time, I'd love Miss Jane Kitty just one more time. Now, Lord knows that I'm a rambling man. Lord knows that I'm a rambling man. Lord knows that I'm just a rambling man, trying to make it in this world as best I can. Wondering why I'm all alone. I guess it's because I'm a rolling stone. I can hang my hat anywhere I choose. Hang my hat anywhere I choose. Hang my hat now, people, anywhere I choose. Miss Jane Kitty, she gave me the blues. I said, Miss Jane Kitty, she gave me the blues.
down south, 'cause she loves the blues. She left with a man when blue suede shoes. Oh where, did my baby go? I went out west, 'cause she loves the sun. Thought she might be there, having fun. Oh where, did my baby go?
Just can't take it no more. Boy, you're messed up, daddy, and it's hard on the ones you love. You're messed up, daddy. Boy, you're messed up, daddy. You're messed up, daddy, and it's hard on the ones you love. She said, daddy, I worked and I struggled, did every little thing I could do. Though my back was aching, I brought home the bacon. I cooked it up and served it up too. All I got for trying was a world of crying and a whole lot of feeling blue. You're messed up, daddy, and it's hard on the ones you love. You're messed up, daddy. You're messed up, daddy. Boy, you're messed up, daddy, and it's hard on the ones you love. I gotta say to you, heed this warning, for early one morning you find yourself alone and blue. Fellas, take heed, take a tip from me, or you'll find yourself alone and blue. Don't be no messed up daddy, 'cause it's hard on the ones you love. Boy, you're messed up daddy. You're messed up, daddy. Oh, you're messed up, daddy, and it's hard on the ones.
If you listen closely, you heard a little bit of string bass going on in the background on that one, but pretty far back in the mix. And there's not a credited bass player on this album. The album is by Williams, Wayne, and Isaac. Brandon Isaac, Kenny Bluesboss Wayne, and Tim Williams, all working in Canada on the album called Big City Backcountry Blues. The last one there is Messed Up Daddy. That was Tim Williams singing and playing guitar on that. Where She Go was Kenny Bluesboss Wayne, piano and vocal, and the songwriter. Miss Jane and Kitty was by Brandon Isaac, who was playing the dobro on that, and the one that followed, actually. And starting out with there was the one Sit Down and Write This Letter, the Big Bill Brunty song, also Tim Williams. All are guys who really are well-versed and well-diversified in the way they play the blues, which they do a lot of in Canada. There's a lot of stuff that just doesn't stay locked in as much as we're used to here in the American South in particular. This is Talk Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. We go now to an album. This is, I think, the second or third album I've gotten on this artist. Her name is Polly O'Carry. O'Carry is spelled O'Carry, and her band is called The Rhythm Method. And this is a Northwest, Pacific Northwest band, Seattle and that area. Polly is a singer, a songwriter, and a bass player, and one of several bass player, band leaders, and singers that comes out of that area. I think there's a bit of a trend up there for ladies to pick up the bass instrument and they become band members, and then their songwriting takes a front role, and sooner or later their vocals, which you pretty much always get included as backgrounds to start with, wind up being so strong they wind up being their own band leaders and their own recording artists, and that's always interesting. When Polly sings, she comes up straightforward with a wailing voice. And it's not the blues grind voice we hear. It's a straight-out wail somewhere between an Irish-type song and between a classic rock or a country wail. It's very different. But she comes up with a very emotional, strong impact on her vocals and on her lyrics, and those things make these things stand out. Her bass playing is solid. Her band is really good. A great guitar playing going on in here. A solid blues guitar trio is what it is, with some additional keyboards thrown in for this particular album. But the thing that I like about her singing and her style is that she takes on these subjects that are a little bit out of whack from what we normally hear. I shouldn't say out of whack, as if they were out of place. They're just different. And so that is a good thing. She starts off with one more of a rock song, actually, than a blues song. But it's a good one about dealing with a person who is possessive. And it's called A Man Who Can Stand. And when you hear the way rock song it is, it would be right at home if someone like Delbert McClinton or the Rolling Stones did it, actually, in their own style. Then we have one called Hard-Hearted World. And this is a very crisp shuffle, upbeat, tight, and the band is smoking on it. Some fine guitar playing again going on this one. And then last of all, from farther down in the album, actually it's the seventh track, one called Reconciled. And Reconciled is kind of a show-stopping ballad when you listen to the way she sings it and what she sings about and the way she delivers the song with this great conviction. And again, it's a straight-ahead voice. It's almost a voice you could hear in another genre of music very easily without having to sit there and pick out what it might be. But she just sings very straight-ahead while she's playing the bass and makes this song work. And I'm kind of surprised that it put it this far down in the record. There's a couple of other ballads ahead of it, but this one, to me, in my taste, is the strongest one. Polly O'Carry and the Rhythm Method is the artist. Black Crow Callin' is the name of the album. It is a self-release, and we're going to hear A Man Who Can Stand, Hard-Hearted World, and Reconciled.
Stand up and get in my way. records I we will be records when we cross that
Very powerful performance there from Paul Leo Carey and a band called The Rhythm Method. Their newest album is called Black Crow Calling, and it's a self-release, as I said, reconciled. Very strong ballad to be stuck that far down in the album, but there it is nonetheless. Before that, we heard Hard-Hearted World, with a soft-hearted woman in a harder world. Very nice playing on that. You don't know, think about the fact that she's playing the bass and probably did them separately, vocals and bass on this, but she's a person who is a band person. That means she gets out and sings these things and plays the bass at the same time. Very strong work from there. Then we start off with one, A Man Who Can Stand. That rock tune that would have been home on a number of different types of albums out there, but all written by Paul Leo Carey and her band, The Rhythm Method, from the album Black Crow Calling, a self-release. Tonight we've had Paul Leo Carey, we've had the Tony Vega Band, and we've had Williams, Wayne, and Isaac. It is a great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour, and I'll be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
Do it again for me, that Louis Miles. Let me hear you on that harp, that baby. That's what I'm talking about, whooping on me. Give me a little soul so I can talk to this woman. This woman got my heart aching. I'm in love and I just can't help myself. Give me that soul, baby. 'Cause I'm a soul man. That's what I'm talking about. If it ain't good for him, it sure got to be good to him. Do you hear me, Annie Lee? Oh, let's get it. What I'm talking about. Annie Lee. You know I love you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. I just can't get you out of my mind. Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do. And it is. I want you for my own. And it is. Can't stand to see you with nobody else, baby. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you said you're gonna be mine. Let's hang around and see. I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.